We all know that onions smell bad and can make you shed tears.
This is a Fox News alert. Suspect captured. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. The manhunt in the city of Chicago, or in the city in suburban Chicago, has now ended.
Interest is now being taken to the Highland Park Police Department, where we're going to begin the next phase of the investigation and speak with this person to make sure or see if, in fact, he is connected to this incident.
Highland Park Police Chief Lou Jogman identifying him as 22-year-old Bobby Cremo, who goes by the handle Awake the Rapper.
Charges have not been approved yet at this time, and we're a long way from that. There's still a long investigation, and there are a lot of efforts that are going to continue.
That's Deputy Chief Chris Cavelli of the Lake County, Illinois Sheriff's Department. The shooter opened fire on a holiday parade in Highland Park from a rooftop, killing six people and wounding as many as 30.
Everybody was running inside, and then we started noticing how many people were bloody. It wasn't just a joke. It wasn't just like, oh, something like a little BB gun or something. It was intense, and people were bleeding everywhere and screaming and crying, and it was just so sad.
A 78-year-old grandfather is the first victim to be identified. President Biden issuing a written statement saying he was saddened by the shooting, and from Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker.
There are no words for the kind of evil that shows up at a public celebration of freedom, hides on a roof, and shoots innocent people with an assault rifle.
The governor did not mention Chicago, which has seen an extensive period of violence throughout the Independence Day weekend. 54 people shot, including 7 fatalities since Friday. A gunman who killed 3 people when he opened fire in a crowded shopping mall in Copenhagen acted alone and apparently selected his victims at random, according to Danish police, who have now all but ruled out terrorism. Authorities filed preliminary charges of murder and attempted murder against a 22-year-old Danish man who's being held in a mental facility. America is listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network, subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
A federal judge has ruled in favor of 3 major U.S. drug distribution companies who'd been sued in West Virginia over what the prosecutor had described as a tsunami of prescription pills fueling the opioid crisis. Federal Judge David Faber, in his written ruling, saying cases like this must be decided not on sympathy, but on facts and the law. A new report finds a record number of migrants died along the U.S.-Mexico border last year.
Staggering new figures confirming the risk associated with crossing the border is not stopping migrants looking to come into this country illegally. According to that UN report, the U.S.-Mexico border is the deadliest in the world, accounting for the deaths of 728 men, women, and children in 2021. That is a tragic record and may be lower than the actual number because many fatalities go unreported. According to the report conducted by the International Organization for Migration, quote, the number of deaths on the United States-Mexico border last year is significantly higher than in any year prior, even before COVID-19.
Fox's Claudia Cowan, there's a health warning about onions.
We all know that onions smell bad and can make you shed tears when you slice them, but these onions can make you sick. A brand of Idalia onions sold by a farming company at public stores across Georgia and Florida and 3 other states are recalled over worries about possible Listeria contamination. The A&M Farm onions were sold in grocery stores under the Little Bear brand and in bulk in Massachusetts, New York, and Pennsylvania. So far, no one has become sick. Most of the affected onions never made it to the store, according to the owner of A&M Farm. CJ Papa, Fox News.
Or in the Pacific, Hurricane Bonnie has now become a Category 2 hurricane, but tracking west from Mexico, not expected to be a threat to land. I'm Jack Callahan. This is
the Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day, featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.